Hi, everyone, and welcome to Oasis Wellness Radio. This is podcast number 11, and today you're going to get a short little riff on thyroid and what your doctor doesn't know or wasn't taught about thyroid hormones. I'm Jennifer Schmidt, founder of Oasis Wellness, and it is my mission to help 1 million people uncover and heal from the root causes of their health issues so that they can live life to the fullest, stop worrying, and know exactly what they need in order to be truly healthy physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Feel free to download these podcasts and share them with friends. Let's create a ripple effect to help people to take back their power and heal for good. As always, if after listening to this podcast you have any questions, you can reach out via the contact page on my website, which is www.earthbasedmedicine.com/contact, or you can email me directly at jennifer@earthbasedmedicine.com. So it's been a while since I've done a podcast. It's been a long while. It's been crazy busy. And I tell you, it's really important to me that I walk my talk. So that means I'm not going to sacrifice my sleep or my well-being in order to crank out content. That means that sometimes stuff's just not going to get out there. I've got so many ideas for you, so many things I want to share with you, but I got to put my sleep first and my health first. So I'm not going to stay up until 1 a.m. recording a podcast for you. Sorry, this is not going to happen. They'll come. I've got so many ideas. I'm super excited to share some things with you. In fact, today is a sneak preview of a new project I have coming up. Not going to tell you about it just yet. I want to get it a little bit more developed first. But basically, it gets so frustrating to me sometimes when people come to me and their physician doesn't check certain hormones or doesn't ask certain questions because they simply were not taught about it in med school. And I've talked with physicians about this and they totally agree with me. They're like, yep, nope, we were not taught about that. Wasn't important. And let me tell you, these things are important. So today I'm going to do a short little riff on thyroid hormone and what your doctor was not taught about thyroid hormones. In particular, a thyroid hormone called reverse T3. But I'll explain it more in the podcast. So enjoy. As I said, as always, if you have any questions, you know where to find me. Jennifer@earthbasedmedicine.com. All right, here you go. With no further ado, let's talk about thyroid hormones. Hey, you guys. Okay, so I am so fed up with doctors who tell their patients that they don't need to do a blood test that they really need to do. And so today we're going to talk about thyroid. So many people have thyroid issues out there. It's crazy. And so if you're someone who has trouble losing weight, if you're someone who's tired all the time, oftentimes it's our thyroid that is preventing us from making energy. Because this is what the thyroid is controlling. The thyroid is controlling not only your calcium balance, but it's also controlling your energy and your metabolism. So here, let me give you some background. When you go to the doctor and you get your yearly blood work, they often do a blood test called TSH. This stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. And what they're checking is if your pituitary gland is how much thyroid stimulating hormone basically is your pituitary gland sending to your thyroid to say, hey, we need more energy. Hey, you can slow down a little bit. And so TSH is measuring, I want to get this clear, right? TSH is measuring your pituitary gland. It doesn't directly measure your thyroid function. Now, what are the things that doctors sometimes test for thyroid health? Well, sometimes you have T3 for thyroid health to measure your active thyroid hormone, and T4. So T4 is more like a stored thyroid hormone. The one test that doctors forget to check, or they refuse to check, I've actually had doctors refuse to check it, is called reverse T3. Now, back in the olden days, In the 80s and 90s, we had some really cool research that was coming out that showed a link between elevated reverse T3 and depression. Now, this is important because we have 25% of women of childbearing age in this country on antidepressants right now. 10% of the country, including toddlers and children, are on antidepressants right now. How much of that is because of what's happening with the thyroid gland? So just keep that in the back of your mind, right? Now let's go back to this reverse T3. Reverse T3 comes into play because it's the you could call it like an inactive stored form of T3 and T4. So T4 is out there. It's much more abundant than T3. It's not as active as T3. T3 is really like the one. T4 is what people who are on something called Synthroid or levothyroxine, that's the thyroid medication if you have low thyroid. So that's a T4 replacement, not T3. But the body converts T4 to T3 when it needs more. And that's really all that they're looking at, the doctors, if they even go to T4, T3. So why is reverse T3 important? Because reverse T3, it goes to those same receptors as T3. But it's not active. So the receptors in your cells, so it's like, here's the thyroid hormone receptor, here's the T3, it binds and it goes, make energy. Well, here's reverse T3 and it goes, oh, don't make energy. But it fits, right? So it's in there. Now, if you have not enough vitamin D, if you have not enough iron, if you have too much stress and cortisol, your T4 is not going to convert to T3. It's going to convert to reverse T3, and you're going to be exhausted. This is why thyroid medication doesn't work for a lot of people, because their T4 is continually getting made into reverse T3. God, that sucks, right? Because you're not going to lose weight. You're not going to get that energy. None of that's going to happen. And you're going to continue to have FLC syndrome, feel like crap syndrome. You're going to continue to feel like crap even though you're getting that. So you got to bug your practitioner. You got to bug your providers. I know holistic practitioners who don't run reverse T3. It makes me crazy. You got to run reverse T3 because what you can do is you can create a ratio. How much of the free T3 do you have versus reverse T3? And when you do that, you can say, okay, we have too much reverse T3. No wonder you're tired. You no wonder you're feeling like crap. So what can you do about it? You can look at your vitamin D levels. You can look at your iron levels. Are you taking in enough vitamin D? Are you taking in enough iron? Are you stressed out? Are you meditating? That's going to change your conversion levels of reverse T3 into free T3, into active T3, which is what you want. So if you're totally confused by your thyroid, if you know you're exhausted, if you know you can't lose weight, and your practitioners are not answering your questions, come and find me, you guys. You know I'm right here on Facebook. I'll help you figure out why you feel like crap, what's happening with your thyroid. We'll run the right lab so you know what the root cause of the problem is, and we can get you on a path to really feeling good, okay? So that's it. Make sure that when you're running thyroid labs, that not only are you doing TSH, but you're also doing free T3, free T4, and reverse T3. That's going to give you so much more information. If your doctor tells you that reverse T3 is not important, it just means that they don't know about it. That's really what it means. Okay? So you guys, I'll see you again the next time. You can find me at www.earthbasedmedicine.com. All right? Have an awesome day, guys.
So that was taken from a Facebook Live video that I did a few weeks ago. And if you want more of those, if you're one of those people who likes Facebook Live videos, please come over to Facebook and join my group, The Wellness Oasis. We'd love to have you over there. And you'll get little notices when I'm going to be doing a video live. But that's okay. If you miss it, you can always join us here at Oasis Wellness Radio. But that's it, my friends, for today. And really excited. We will see you the next time. This podcast contains the opinions and ideas of its author and is designed to provide useful advice in regard to the subject matter covered. The author is not engaged in rendering medical, therapeutic, or other professional services in this recording. This podcast is not intended to substitute for medical care. The author expressly disclaims any responsibility for any loss, liability, or risk, personal or otherwise, which is incurred as a consequence, directly or indirectly, of the use and application of any of the contents of this podcast or its handouts.